This is Speaking of Writers. I'm Steve Richards. The book is The Wyvern's Apprentice. The author is Brent Snyder. When a young girl suddenly finds herself thrust into the spotlight, she must decide what she will do. Will she leave her peaceful village? Will she give up the life she knows for one that she wants even more, even if it means leaving her family and friends? Brent Snyder joins me now here on Speaking of Writers. Brent, welcome to this program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what was the inspiration behind this book?
Well, I wanted to write a book that I wanted to read. And I started off with an idea, and it just kind of bloomed from there. And that's what it ended up.
The character, Tyr Einan, how did you create Tyr Einan, and what is Tyr Einan like?
She's kind of tough. I created her because there aren't a lot of really strong female characters that I've read, and I wanted to have a nice strong female character, and she's just really tough. She's able to go up against anything she comes up against.
Brent, why do you think there aren't a lot of strong female characters?
I don't know. It's disappointing because I like to read a strong female character. I just don't think enough people are writing them, especially in fantasy. I really couldn't tell you why there aren't a lot. I wish there were more.
We're chatting with Brent Snyder here on Speaking of Writers. His book is The Wyvern's Apprentice. Did you always want to write fantasy?
I never even started out to write. It just kind of came late in life. When I decided to write, then I decided, yeah, let's do fantasy. That's my favorite genre. And so I scribbled down a few things, and before you know it, I had a story.
Brent, tell us about your background. I know you're a Gulf War veteran.
I'm a Gulf War veteran. I was a cook in the Army. I was adopted when I was a baby. I'm not very interesting, to be honest. I just like to write, and I scribble stuff down on paper, and eventually it becomes a story.
Well, thank you for your service. And when you were in the service, did you keep a journal?
I did not. I had thought about doing it at one point, and then I never did, and I really wish I had, because there were some funny things that went on, you know, and some interesting stuff, but I did not keep a journal, and I wish I had.
Did you always know that you were a pretty good storyteller?
No, to be honest, I did not. But after I wrote this story and I had some friends read it, they said, oh, that's pretty good. And so I wrote another one and another one. And so far, everybody's been liking them.
What do you enjoy reading?
Fantasy. I enjoy reading fantasy. Maybe a little science fiction, but mainly fantasy. I like Terry Brooks, Kevin Hearn.
What kind of research did you do for this book?
I didn't really do too much research. Nothing really gets specific in the book, so I didn't feel that I needed to do anything. Since she's a healer, I just did general healing, so I didn't have to go look, you know, in medical journals and this and that. She's a magical healer, and so she pretty much can heal anything with magic. And so I didn't really do tons of research on that. The main research that I did was just reading fantasy books.
Let's talk about your writing process a little bit, Brent. Do you do an outline, or are you what they call a pantser?
I usually know how the book ends. I'm a pantser. I usually know how the book's going to end. I just finished one book, and I knew exactly how the ending was going to be. The problem was getting there. But generally, I know how the ending's going to be.
Did the character come to you first, or the story with this one?
The character. I thought of the character, and And then, you know, I started filling in bits and pieces here and there. I don't really do an outline, but I jot a couple things down when I think of them. Yeah, the character kind of came first, and then the story.
Brent, what's the most difficult part about writing for you?
Making myself sit down and do it. It's tough for me to sit down and just write because I'm not a fast typer. It's hard for me to just sit down and write. But once I get an idea, then I sit down and I let that just run with itself until I've got something.
Does writing energize you or exhaust you?
A little bit of both. When I just finished the story that I'm on, I was completely worn out. But when I get an idea, then it energizes me and gets me on the keyboard.
And what was the feeling like when you got this book published?
Oh, it was incredible. I couldn't believe it. It was like Christmas when I got the box with the books in it. Mm. I was overjoyed.
Now, have you gone back to read this book again?
No, I haven't. I started on another book as soon as I was done with this one. And so I haven't gone back and actually sat down and read the whole book. I've read bits and pieces of it because I did a sequel to this one. And so I had to, you know, go back for references.
We're chatting with Brent Snyder here on Speaking of Writers. His book is The Wyvern's Apprentice. It is out now, available at Amazon.com. So I was going to ask you about the sequel, and that is coming out later this year.
That is being printed right now. So it should be out within a couple months, I would guess.
And what would you like readers to take away from this book, The Wyvern's Apprentice?
Somebody that doesn't come from much is able to overcome big obstacles.
Have you heard from readers much? And what have they been saying? What's the feedback on this book?
From the few people that I've talked to, they seem to really enjoy it. I know one of the people that I talked to has been after me to get the sequel out. So it's been pretty good feedback.
The book is The Wyvern's Apprentice. The author is Brent Snyder. It is out now. There's a sequel coming. You can get this one right now at Amazon.com. Brent, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And this is Speaking of Writers.